everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. Who leaves his wife, his life, career, and only child looking for something more? This man did. What did he find? Hear the amazing and miraculous story of one man's search for success, prosperity, and peace, only to find himself trapped in a demonic, mind-bending hell that only the God he rejected could now save him from. Would you welcome with me today in part one of my two-part conversation, all the way from Brunswick, Georgia, author, speaker, internationally syndicated radio host of Messianic Vision, and the wildly acclaimed television host of It's Supernatural, and my honored guest, Mr. Sid Roth. Sid, welcome to Testimony.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
First of all, it's an incredible honor to have you on our program today. Your radio and television broadcasts of the supernatural are global, and your reach to the Jewish as well as to the Gentile is groundbreaking, I would say, and some would even say controversial, in your almost 40 years of ministry, and we'll get to that in part two. But for part one of our time together, can you begin, Sid, by just sharing how a Jew comes to Jesus and what drove you there? Please tell us that story.
Well, I think you used the right word when you said what drove me there, because I certainly wasn't looking for Jesus, as you know, coming from a traditional Jewish background. I'll give you a kind of a sequence of events. When I was about 5 or 6 years of age, my parents were involved in sporting activities, poker, and they were out late at night. And I remember having a conversation with myself, at least I thought it was myself, and a question popped in my mind as a six-year-old, what happens when you die? Well, my parents had never talked to me about death. I mean, Judaism is l'chaim, to life. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very logical, and my logical mind says, well, you cease to exist. And then I tried to imagine as a six-year-old kid what it would be like to cease to exist, and it was so objectionable, the thought, that I blocked it from my mind for many years. When I was 29 years of age, I had graduated college, I had been married, I had a child, and I had a job with Merrill Lynch, which would have been a solid future for me, and my goal was to be a millionaire before age 30. At age 29, I came to grips with the fact I'm not going to be a millionaire. And I had an early midlife crisis. I left my wife, I left my daughter, I left my job, and I looked for happiness. And make a long story short, I got involved in a New Age meditation course called Silva Mind Control. And I was told that if I took this course, I would know things about the future. And again, being a stockbroker, if you know things about the future, you can make $1 million. And again, my logical mindset, then I would be happy. Mm-hmm. Of course, you and I both know, Jensine, that the most important things in life, money cannot purchase. But I didn't know it at the time because I was discipled by a one-eyed monster called television. And that taught me that if I had money, I would be happy. And so I took this course, and it worked. I lowered my level of brain waves by meditation, and when I was in this very passive, docile state, I invited an imaginary friend called the counselor into my head. And this counselor was going to answer any question I had. And I remember they gave me a test in this school that I went to. It was a meditation school. And they said, tell me, they gave me someone's name, and they said, what's wrong with this person? And I knew exactly what was wrong with them, and I realized for the first time in my life, I knew something that had never been programmed into my brain. I was very excited, but I found out that the powers started expanding. For instance, one day I said, I'd like to go into business for myself. And someone I knew just casually walked into my office and said, Sid, if you ever want to go into business for yourself, we'll offer you a free secretary, free telephone, free office. And I said, let's go. What I didn't know is this man had a power of his own. He was one of these born-again Christians. And God said to him, you see that fellow over there? He doesn't know his left hand from his right hand. I want you to offer him a free office, and I want you to witness to him. So I went in, and he witnessed to me, and of course I wasn't very interested. But what happened is, as these powers increased, I got involved in something called astral projection, where your body leaves, where your spirit leaves your body and goes on walks while you go to sleep. Wow. And if you've ever seen any Rod Serling films, videos, I could have written one much worse than Rod.
Wow.
I pictured myself being buried alive, someone finding me and my soul going for a walk. It was awful. And remember the young kid that said, I really don't even want to think about dying? Well, life got so hard for me that death looked better than life. I messed up everything in my life. And on the worst night of my life, these Christian friends said there's a greater power in the name of Jesus than in the demonic that I was into. And they had shown me in Deuteronomy 18 that it was an abomination for a Jew to be involved in the areas I was involved in of the New Age, fortune telling, psychics, necromancing, communicating with the dead. All of these things are abomination because God is a jealous God. He wants us to go to Him. And so, you know, I didn't understand all this. All I knew is I was sinking rapidly, and I was told Jesus has stronger power than the power there's. I mean, if you ever saw the movie The Exorcist, I lived it. I know it's true. I had a demon inside of me. I wanted out. I didn't want God. I don't want Jesus. I just wanted out. So on the worst night of my life, I called, I remember I put a mezuzah around my neck, a silver mezuzah. Being Jewish, I wouldn't put a silver cross. I'd seen enough Dracula movies that I figured that, you know, as a Jew, I'd put the mezuzah around my neck rather than the cross. I had a Bible by that point. I put it under my pillow, and I went to bed, and I didn't care whether I lived or died. When I woke up the next morning, there was such a presence of God that came into my room. I'd never experienced such pure love as I experienced. As a matter of fact, I went to bed not wanting to live, and when I woke up, I couldn't have a problem if I wanted to. It was the most wonderful, peaceful feeling, and I had a knowing inside. It had to do with the name of Jesus. And for the past 40 years, I have been thinking for myself. That's the problem with most of my Jewish friends. They only do the thinking that the rabbis tell them to think. And guess what? The rabbis have the same problem. They only think what the ancient rabbis thought that rejected Jesus as the Messiah. So, as a great rabbi once said, if a blind man leads another blind man, won't they both fall into a ditch? Bottom line is, God restored my mind. He restored my marriage. I went back to my wife. We're celebrating an anniversary tonight.
Oh, wow. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. And my daughter is married to a godly man. I have three godly granddaughters. God restored everything. But the truth of the matter is, when you have peace with God, you have everything. And if you don't have peace with God, you have nothing.
Now, Sid, for those that may have just tuned in, I want to let them know that they are listening. You are listening, ladies and gentlemen, to Sid Roth, radio host, television host of It's Supernatural. Sid, you've written a book that details your autobiography that we're talking about here on Testimony called There Must Be Something More. You've also written a couple of other books, They Thought for Themselves, Testimonies of Breakthrough, and also a book called The Incomplete Church. Anyone listening can go to Sid's website at www.sidroth.org. So I just want to let people know in our remaining moments here where they can get more information about you and your wonderful ministry. Sid, thank you for explaining beautifully your testimony in such a wonderful, succinct manner. I want to take you back, though, for those that may have just tuned in watching your video on your website, which is fabulous, by the way. What a wonderful resource, reaching out to the Jewish community, Gentiles, all of us nationwide. I find it really interesting that when the counselor, that spirit guide inside your head, you were talking to him, and almost immediately you got an answer to your, quote, prayer from this spirit guide, this demon. And what I find very humorous and actually ironic is the fact that that prayer was answered for a business for you with Christian businessmen. And Sid, I have to tell you that when I heard that, all I could think of was that scripture which says, what Satan means for evil, God will turn to his glory. Would you say that is true? And what are your thoughts about that?
That is absolutely true, because Satan may be God with a small g of this world, but God sent his son Jesus to die for us, and he's got his foot on Satan's head right now, ready to crush it. And, you know, I give more credit to God than I give to the devil. But by the way, I forgot to mention this. My Orthodox Jewish mother came to the Lord. My Orthodox Jewish sister came to the Lord. Her husband, who is Jewish, came to the Lord. And my father, he was the big holdout, because he was born in Poland, and my grandfather, his father, used to spit at churches when he would walk by in Poland, because we looked at Christians as the enemy, and unfortunately, people that called themselves Christians did the worst things to Jewish people. And so when I became a believer in Jesus, my dad, he wanted no part of that, but just before he died, that same presence of God that I described a week before he died came all over me 24/7, and when I walked into the intensive care ward of the hospital when he was dying, that presence of God came with me right into that room, and I heard with my mouth before he died, I make Jesus my Messiah and Lord. And I remember my sister, who is a believer in Jesus, leap for joy, and I said, "Shirley, don't do that. It's we're in intensive care." And she said, "I promised God when Dad would receive the Lord, I would leap for joy."
Well, Sid, I think this is a good place to end part one of your incredible testimony. We're going to speak with you next week and talk more about the supernatural, the testimonies you have on your own program, and what you are doing today to reach your people, the Jewish people, for Jesus. Thank you so much for being with us today on Testimony, and we look forward to speaking with Sid Roth next week. God bless you, Sid.
God bless you.
If you would like more information, you can visit our website at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. Or write to us at Testimony, P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. That's P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. I'm Jensine Bard. Please join us again for Testimony. By fame and fortune, he walked out on his family, career, and only child to find himself in the depths of despair with suicidal thoughts and body-altering manifestations through his involvement in the occult. He would eventually call out to the Messiah he would come to know as Jesus and forever be changed in a miraculous encounter. That encounter would then become a worldwide radio and television ministry nearing 40 years and counting. Would you welcome back to Testimony for part two of his incredible story, author, speaker, and host of the internationally acclaimed Messianic Vision Radio and its supernatural television, Mr. Sid Roth. Sid, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you. It's my pleasure again.
Sid, last week we talked about your incredible journey of being delivered out of the occult and mind control.
Yes.
To a life of liberating peace and joy found in Jesus. I want us to talk a little bit more about that and then also about what you are doing now, your supernatural TV program, Messianic Vision Radio program, and your world reach to both Jews and Gentiles. But let's backtrack for a little bit. In the church today, I rarely hear any talk of deliverance or demons. Why do you think that is, and what can we do about it?
Well, the reason it is obviously the demons have got their influence in the churches. I would say one-third of Jesus's ministry was casting demons out of people. I'll tell you an interesting story before I answer your question. I have a friend that is a Messianic Jewish rabbi, and every Shabbat he would pray for the sick. And I don't think anyone, maybe someone with a headache one time, got healed, and that was it. And one day, one of the members of his congregation developed cancer, and he just got angry. And he commanded the demon of cancer to leave her. And, you know, he didn't know what he was doing. He just did that. Well, a few weeks later, she comes back totally healed. So the problem is, when people are sick, it's sometimes a demon and sometimes a disease. And Jesus had the gift of discernment, and he could tell the difference between the two. Well, this Messianic Jewish rabbi has gotten more people healed by casting demons out of people. Now, back to your question, look, the church does not, what is called the charismatic church is distinguished from the evangelical church. Of course, you can't be a Christian unless you're evangelical, a real Christian, that is. I believe what Jesus said. Jesus said that we would do the same things that he has done and even greater. I'd be pretty content with just doing the same things he has done. But the good news is we're coming into a new season in the Holy Spirit, and there is going to be such an outpouring of God's Spirit and such an increase of the miraculous. But now that's the good news. There's good news and bad news. The bad news is there's a wind of the Holy Spirit that is already on the people that are listening. And this wind of the Holy Spirit is called the wind of holiness. And when you get your act cleaned up with God, you'll be ready for that second outpouring of God's Spirit, the Spirit of the kingdom of God that is going to be coming on people, and they will walk in the same miraculous signs, and of course Jesus said even stronger. And when that occurs, they'll walk into a party, and the demons will leave people. It's going to be so strong. So, that's what I'm looking forward to, and it's coming, and it's really a choice as to whether you want to turn your head and face into the wind and clean up your act. What do I mean by clean up your act? Stop lying, stop stealing, stop having sex outside of marriage, stop being involved in homosexuality, stop being involved in the New Age. But you know what these things are. I don't have to tell you. And the wonderful news is if you repent the Jewish way, repentance means turn away from the sin, but it also means turn to God. And when you turn to God, he gives you, see, a lot of people repent and then turn right back the next week. But you turn away from the sin and you turn to God, and he gives you the power to overcome. Jensen, I would like to tell you what makes me tick, why I do what I do, why I investigate the supernatural.
I would love for you to, Sid, because that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on. My purpose for doing testimony is based on Revelation 12:11, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I want to see Christians walking in victory, not being defeated by those sins, death, you know, that so easily beset us, or demonic strongholds that we can cast off and cast down in the name of Jesus. But people need to hear that truth in order to operate in it, and you seem to be doing that. You've experienced that. You're doing that in radio, in television. You're bringing on guests that are talking about the supernatural. They've been delivered of demons. They've been miraculously healed of cancer and all other diseases. You've prayed for people. They've been healed. You have witnessed the supernatural, which is what I would love to see more of in the church today, which is what totally changed my life. So this time that we have left on this program today, please tell us what makes you tick, why you're doing what you're doing. And if you have time, I would love for you to talk about one of the stories in your book called There Must Be Something More. People listening can get that at www.sidroth.org, fabulous website, about your sister Shirley, her husband Mark, and their two-year-old baby girl. That's a marvelous story, but please, just tell us what's on your heart.
Okay. I believe in the law, the biblical law of evangelism. The law of evangelism, when God wanted to reach the world, he went to a Jew, Abraham. When Jesus wanted to reach the world, he said, I go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. When Paul wanted to reach the world, he said, I go to the Jew first in Romans 1:16. That has always been God's pattern to evangelize the world. Because when God went to Abraham first, it opened the door for the whole world. When Jesus went to the Jew first, it opened the door for the whole world. When Paul went to the Jew first, he became the evangelist to the Gentiles. And very few Christians understand what I call the law of evangelism. Okay, if you go to the Jew first, how do you reach the Jew? Look at the Bible. The Bible says the Jew requires a sign. And so that's why I stress the supernatural, because you can't reach the Jew unless you move in the supernatural. But there's something more than reaching the Jew. That is the catalyst to reach the world. The prophet Amos in the 9th chapter says that in the last days the tabernacle of David will be restored. The word tabernacle in the Hebrew means the family of David, the house of David, or the Jewish people. And when that occurs, it describes the greatest Gentile revival in history. It's never happened. And that's why the devil is causing Christians to do wonderful ecumenical meetings with Jewish people, mm-hmm. but not spirit meetings with Jewish people. I do lectures on the supernatural all over the world. I just did one in Boca Raton, Florida. We had 450 unsaved Jewish people come. About 30 people were instantly healed, and then the majority of the people there stood up and made professions of faith. You can't reach Jewish people through apologetics. You can only reach them through a demonstration of the kingdom. There's a few exceptions, but by and large, the majority, you can only reach through a demonstration of the kingdom, which then gives you the right to proclaim the king. And that's what I do. And in reference to my sister, we lost our my niece. She went into a pool, just about 18 months old, and my sister wanted to me to pray for her resurrection. She was not resurrected, but as a result of that, her husband, who was Jewish CPA, came to the Lord. And my sister had a problem with deliverance, too. My sister went to a meeting before she was a believer, and she had a spirit of fear that came on her. And when it was cast out, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to go into detail because she has a wonderful ministry today that I don't want to talk about right now. Mm-hmm. But she could never have done that unless that spirit of fear had been cast out mm-hmm. of her. Right. But every member of my immediate Jewish family is a believer in Jesus, and I'm one blessed Jewish man.
That is such a glory to God. That is fantastic. For those who just may have tuned in, this is Sid Roth we are talking to on Testimony. His autobiography is There Must Be Something More, that you can purchase at www.sidroth.org or phone him at 1-800-447-7222. 2697. Sid, how many Jews are you reaching with the gospel of Yeshua, Jesus Christ?
Well, we are currently mailing my book of 10 Jewish testimonies called They Thought for Themselves. And as this is a book that God came to me in a dream and said more Jewish people would come to know him through this book than anything I'd ever done. And we've mailed probably 650,000 of them to Jewish people in the United States. In fact, I have to call a rabbinical student tonight that read the book and has accepted Jesus, and now he's calling me all the time. He's still a rabbinical student. He doesn't know what to do about it, but he absolutely knows that Jesus is the Messiah.
Well,
this is the season in which God's removing the spiritual scales from the eyes of Jewish people.
Sid, how important is the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Well, everyone that's born again has the Holy Spirit, or they couldn't be born again. But it's a lot more of a good thing. Baptism means immersion, and without the immersion of the Holy Spirit, you go to heaven, but you don't take as many people with you. The most important thing that I love about the baptism of the Holy Spirit is speaking in supernatural languages, because I literally prophesied my future before I even knew what my future was as a brand new Jewish believer in Jesus. And had I not been able to pray perfect prayers with perfect faith, it was perfect prayers because it came from the Spirit of God. It was perfect faith because my mind didn't understand it, and so nothing interfered with it. It's, Romans 8 says all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, but before that, it says if they pray in groanings and utterings so that you don't even understand, they're talking about tongues.
Well, I've experienced that myself. I know the power of it. I know what it can do to change a life. It changed mine. It's changed yours. And for anyone listening today, you can, too, have that change. Sid, in our remaining moments, can you please tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your resources, and learn more about your ministry?
The easiest way is the webpage, and that's my name, Sid Roth, S-I-D-R-O-T-H. .org, and it's packed with resource articles on how you can move in the supernatural and God's love for the Jew in Israel. And I might add, if you get it wrong on God's love for the Jew in Israel, you will move in tremendous heresy at this moment in history. So both are critical issues.
Well, thank you. God bless you. And you've been listening to Sid Roth on Testimony. If you would like more information, you can visit our website at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. Or write to us at Testimony, P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. That's P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. I'm Jensine Bard. Please join us again for Testimony.